All right. Welcome everybody to the Courtyards at Schertz Canyon Public Infrastructure District special meeting. Today's date is February 18, 2025. We're starting this meeting at approximately 10:03. If we can have everyone go around and say their name for the record and go from there.
Got it. I'll start out. Roger Thomas, Chairman of the Board.
I am Tawny Thomas.
Rebecca Lowry.
Ben Becker, Piper Sandler.
Allie Blossom, Piper Sandler.
I'm Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell Bond Council.
Mary Barnes, assistant to Aaron Wade.
Excellent. And then we've got Christy at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there from the public?
No.
Excellent. We will go ahead and jump right in. Let me share my screen. Actually, Christy, could you so share the agenda? I got it. There we are. Everyone should be seeing the public notice and agenda. Is that right? Excellent. So number one on our list is consent items. Consider approval of the board meeting minutes held on January 23rd, 2025. Is everyone seeing the minutes up there?
Yep.
Yes.
Excellent. You guys had a chance to review these. You have
I
any
have.
changes?
I would make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from, if you could scroll to the top,
Yeah,
please,
sorry.
from January 23rd.
I will second that motion.
Excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. Next on our agenda is we're moving on to action items. Consider approval of resolution 2025-07. And Aaron, I'll pass this off to you to explain more. Do you want me to stop sharing or?
I think you're okay. I can walk through, and then if there's any specific questions, I can throw it up on my screen, but I think I can cover it. I kind of jump around a lot, so sharing the screen just serves to make everybody a little busy when I do that. So yeah, happy to take the baton on that. So this is the parameters resolution for the limited tax bonds. So your senior and subordinate, the A1 and the B bonds that have been discussed. And so what we're doing here today is approving the outermost limits for those bonds. And then that allows the officers of the district, the board members, to finalize the terms of the bonds so long as they fall within these parameters. Basically, it allows, Benj and his team to price the bonds, and you can accept those terms without having to call a meeting on the pricing date, right? You basically say, we've already set the limits. As long as we're in those limits, then we can accept those terms. We're also approving the forms of the senior and subordinate indenture, the preliminary limited offering memorandum and limited offering memorandum, bond purchase agreement, continued disclosure agreement, and then other documents necessary for the transaction. So the parameters that we are looking at, and Benj, jump in here if anything needs to be adjusted, but a aggregate amount between the two series of bonds of not to exceed $6 million, maturing within 31 years of their date or dates, sold at a price of not less than 95%, but that means no more than a 5% in the original issue discount, interest rate of not to exceed 13%, and then 6 mils for a period of up to 40 years if we needed some extra runway. If the bonds weren't repaid on the maturity. So those are the outermost parameters. That doesn't mean that we expect a 5% discount or a 13% interest rate. But again, we're just approving outer limits for some flexibility so that if there was the need at the time, you could accept that. But I'll just also reference to section 13 of the resolution that just says the issuer reserves the right to opt not to issue the bonds for any reason. So if you got to the pricing date, the terms, you know, it was a bad day in the market, the terms weren't what you wanted or needed, you could certainly still reject that. This resolution does not, you know, bind you to issuing these bonds. Any questions on that aspect of the resolution?
No.
Okay. The other piece that is needed here is a public hearing for the bonds. And this is the same as, you know, what a city would go through, or a school district. It just allows any members of the public to voice any questions or concerns that they have. For these PIDs, where nobody's living in these districts, it's pretty rare for anybody to show up, but we still hold it just to comply with state law. The one piece that I think we need to do is schedule that public hearing, because we're going to go ahead and work to get this in the newspaper. And we have to have the hearing scheduled to do that, but the hearing has to be at least 14 days after the publication. And it's looking like, I keep thinking today's Monday, but I have to remind myself it's Tuesday, so I have to revise the newspaper deadlines. It's looking like we should get in the newspaper Friday or Saturday. I think we're going to try for the St. George Spectrum, because I think that's the next newspaper that we could get into. And then if not, it would probably be the Saturday Deseret News. Does that seem okay? One of those publications, just the Iron County newspaper. We wouldn't be able to get in there for about a week. So it's a week and a half. So it's probably better to use one of the other papers.
I'm fine with the other papers. That's not typically where public notices for Cedar City and Iron County appear. But if it meets the requirements, I imagine that the public hearing is going to be for the affected members within the boundaries of the PID, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So it's, you know, it's any member of the public, somebody could come and voice a concern, even if they didn't own property. You know, people kind of have the right to do that. But the reality is it's primarily for those who are actually impacted by the bonds. And the other piece I would say is that the statutory requirement we're trying to comply with is just getting onto the public notice website. But to do that, you have to be in a newspaper. It's kind of odd. The statute says you don't have to actually be in the physical newspaper, but then none of the newspapers will put you on that website unless you also publish in their newspaper. It's kind of frustrating for us, but you know, and we certainly could wait. I'm just looking at the Iron County Today newspaper. It looks like they publish on Thursdays, but the reservation is due Friday. And so what we would have to do is we wouldn't get in this Thursday. We would get into the 27th newspaper, and that's what would start like our contest period, et cetera. So that's why I think, you know, and we can do a statewide if you'd rather Deseret News, or like I said, or the St. George Spectrum, I know is, you know, neighboring newspaper.
Sure. I think that I would like to, I'll defer to your legal opinion on this. I think meeting the intent of the statute is really what we should be trying to do. We also have these notices published in a evident public notice box on site. So
yeah, yep, and there'll be a similar one here as well. So I think then. I think what we'll try for then is just maybe Deseret News, since it is a statewide. And then that way it covers, you know, certainly there's subscribers in Cedar City in that area that have it maybe more than the Spectrum. You guys probably have a better idea of how many, you know, there's not many subscribers of the Spectrum in Iron County. Then we may as well do Deseret News. Like I said, just do the statewide. And then, so looking at that, so that one, I think we would be, in Friday's newspaper. And so because it is a 14-day requirement, we like just a little bit of, you know, we need just a little bit of buffer. And I don't think you guys want to be holding a meeting on a Saturday. I think that would put us at a meeting the week of the 10th of March, sometime in there. Is there a day that works best for you and for Snow Jensen?
Office. That week's great.
Okay. Next time.
That week is fine. Of course, I've got scattered meetings throughout, but as we get closer, you can pick a time that would fit.
Yeah,
I don't.
and we'd want to pick the time now as well because that will go in the newspaper. And we've got just a 4 o'clock deadline today to submit.
Okay.
If we can nail that down today, we can get, like I said, we can get in Friday's newspaper.
Got it. Tani and Rebecca, does Monday the 10th in the afternoon work for the two of you?
That works for me.
Long as it's not 1 o'clock, that's great for us.
As long as it's after 1 o'clock or done by 1 o'clock. Sorry.
Oh, after anytime after about 1:30-ish.
Works for me as well, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will that be 2 p.m. or were you saying 1:30?
Let's do 2 p.m. That gives me a little bit of a buffer time if
Yep.
my prior meeting goes long, if that works for everybody.
Works for me. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you all for that detour. So yeah, so the resolution's in front of you with just noting that we're plugging in the public hearing date of March the 10th at 2 p.m. And we'll go ahead and get that in the newspaper with the plan being to try to get in the Friday's Deseret News.
Got it. And then before we take a vote, just to remind everybody, either this here max par is 6 million, and that concurs with the 6 million and the 13% bench. That meets your requirements.
Yeah, so just as a overview there, this does not include assessment bonds, right? Which is a major piece there. And then just to re you know this, but to reassure the board, we're not selling bonds at 13%. Ultimately the board gets the decision to accept or whatever price we get there from the market. That is a worst case scenario, but gives us plenty of flexibility in case the world manages to blow up in the next, month, 2 months. We don't ever anticipate anything like that. But there's no concern about setting a high ceiling that allows us to work with some realm. So yes, everything here looks good.
Got it. So ultimately, if I heard what you're saying, once there is an offer for the bonds, it comes back to the board, and the board has the ability to accept or reject that offering at the time.
Yeah, we're pretty much going to come back to you as the developer and say, hey, here's what we think our recommended best offer is from the market. Do you accept that? And it doesn't have to be a board decision, but you could confer with the other developers or property owners, but certainly something where we want your sign off so you don't feel like you're stuck with bonds that don't meet your needs.
Okay, great. Then I would make a proposal that we approve a resolution 2025-07 with the combined aggregate principal of the limited tax bonds not to exceed 6 million and 13%.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you all.
Next is the CBRE to ratify the CBRE proposal and contract for services. Let me pull that up here. All right, Roger, I believe you've already looked at this and you've signed off on it. I don't know if you want to explain for the rest of the board the services CBRE is providing here.
Right, so CBRE is the firm who did the appraisal. There are certain firms, commercial rated appraisers, who are also they have the proper credentials to do appraisals and studies for public bonds, and CBRE is one of them. They did an appraisal back in September, I think, September, October. And as Piper Sandler was going through and reviewing, they needed additional information to provide to the potential bond purchasers to include a market study. And this market study, as you can see, as Tyler has displayed here, they are going through and assessing the values of the completed project to include completion of all of the vertical components. So in item D, 1 through 6, those are the various models. I have sent over all the requested information to CBRE, had some discussions with them. Because it was a 3-week lead time to get this done under the advice of Snow Jensen Reese, I went ahead and approved the expenditure of $8,500 to the district to get this necessary marketing study started. And now, as a group, we just need to ratify that prior decision. Or if you disagree, let's have the discussion. Are there any questions or points that we want to go across as a board on this proposal?
Not for me.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Excellent. Can we get a motion and a vote?
Sure. I would propose that we approve the, or I make a motion, we approve the proposal from CBRE for, was it $8,500, Tyler? I'm
I
down at the
believe
bottom.
that's what he quoted. Yes, or 8,000 it says here.
$8,000 for an additional market study for the completion of all the vertical building at Courtyards at Church Canyon.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Excellent. All right, number three. The market study has not been finalized yet. They needed a little bit of loop of time, so we can go ahead and table that for a later date. And then number four, this is for CLA. I didn't receive their engagement agreement or their scope of work agreement prior to this meeting, so I propose that we table that as well for a later date.
I agree.
Excellent. Any other items that the board would like to bring up?
No items that I don't already communicate frequently with everybody outside of this.
Excellent. Well, then let's go ahead and have a motion to adjourn and go from there.
Very good. Thank you, everyone, for your time. I make a motion we adjourn the meeting.
Second the motion.
Awesome. Can we have a vote, I guess?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Thanks so much, everybody.